Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Brenda Walsh. She is the president of Brenda Walsh Ministries. She is a television host, producer, a best-selling author of many books, including her life story, Battered to Blessed, and a five-volume set of children's books, Miss Brenda's bedtime stories, and devotional books like Moments with God and Strength for Today. I'm so honored and humbled that you would come and have a show with us. So thank you very much. And tell us about what exciting things are happening in your life.
Well, thank you, Rose, for inviting me here today. It's a privilege to be with you, and I'm glad you asked about what we're doing, because Brenda Walsh Ministries has just launched a brand new children's studio and leadership center for children, and it's going to be amazing. We are building a children's studio in Collegedale, Tennessee, and not just a studio where we are producing Christ-centered programs, which we will be. Because we're launching an internet-based network where we're having 24/7 Christ-centered programs for children. We're also going to have on-demand options so that you can watch what you want when you want to watch it. And that's really where the world is going in television right now. A broadcast as we know it is really going away. Most people are going to an internet-based television watching experience. I think the old days when we had the families around on the couch waiting for their program to come on and everything, that is pretty much behind us. And if we want to reach children in particular, we need to reach them where they are.
Yes.
And that's on their devices. They're watching on their computers. They're watching on their iPads. They're watching on their smartphones. And so we want to reach them with this message that Jesus loves them. He's coming again soon. And he can't wait to have them in heaven with him forever. And we really want to minister to children around the world. So we're launching this studio, and I'm super, super excited about it. We're also launching a leadership center where we are training children to be leaders for Christ. So many of our churches today in all denominations we're losing the children.
Yes.
The children are less focused because guess what? Satan has put in a lot. He's doing a good job at enticing our children.
Mm-hmm.
And I said when the devil's going about like a roaring lion, that is so true. And we see it happening today where kids everywhere, the devil's using the devices to lure kids away and drugs and alcohol and so many other things to just distract them from the God that loves them. And so we do need to do more for our children.
You know, I'm sure that our listeners too would like to know how you became passionate first for children and then for the message that you are trying to get to these young people.
Well, I've loved Jesus my entire life. I don't know what it's like not to love Jesus. I was raised in the most wonderful, precious, Christ-centered home. Growing up, my father was what they called then a call porter. They call literature evangelist today. We lived on those wonder checks, wonder where the next one's coming from. And I can tell you that I didn't know I was poor. I didn't know we were poor because we had so much love in our house. And then later on, my dad actually became a pastor, an ordained minister, and mom and dad raised five children. All five of us are in full-time ministry today. My brother Jim is the conference president of the Michigan Conference, and my brother Ken, youth director for Michigan Conference. I can tell you that growing up, mom and dad wanted to make sure that their children knew Jesus as our personal Savior, that it was a personal relationship. And we never had one day where we didn't start each day with family worship and end each day with family worship. That's something that is so foreign to families today. When you talk about family worship, most people don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And they don't even know, like, what would I do for a family worship? And they that is one of the things that has inspired me, which if we come back to this, I'll share some of the things we're going to do to help families have worship. But I think my passion began with my love for Jesus as little. And I started playing the piano when I was 8 years old. I play by ear. I don't read a note of music. But I started playing for the Sabbath school divisions, you know, where for my school. So I started, working in my church just from playing the piano. I played for my first church service when I was 8.5 years old. So I've also had parents that believed in witnessing. So Friday was really a preparation day for Sabbath, where we really worked and cleaned and got ready. And again, it got excited about those Sabbath hours coming. And a Sabbath afternoon, anybody that didn't have a place to go to a church or if there wasn't a church potluck was at our house. And we were done. Then we all went witnessing. We went door knocking. We'd bake bread on Friday and pass it out to neighbors in the afternoons. And we'd sing for them, say, can we have a prayer with you? And we'd make hospital rounds with my dad. We did witnessing on Sabbath. And mom and dad also believe the family that prays together stays together. The family that plays together stays together. And so we had a lot of fun and joy in our home, too, because there was just a whole lot of love and a lot of fun. So I can tell you just from the way I was raised, I really, really fell in love with the opportunity of witnessing and sharing your faith. Because Amen. It was a fun thing to do. It was an exciting thing to do. And you learned early on that just that good feeling when God used you to bring somebody else closer to him.
Yes.
And so that I think belonged right there. But I continued that even in my adult years. I've been a Sabbath school leader in every single division from Crater Roll on up. And I believe God was just preparing me for the work. I hosted and produced a children's television program for almost 20 years.
Amen.
And that was a daily television program that literally was on the air every day. And so I have been involved with children's ministries. I do children's retreats, children's seminars. And I'm passionate about really reaching our children because there's so many ministries for adults.
Yes.
When you think about it, you go to our general conference sessions and there's booth after booth after booth after booth for adult ministries. And there's not even 10 booths for in the whole place that was had anything for kids, except a couple of them were selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we need to do more to reach our children.
Yes.
And I feel I have to give you a one-word answer about why I'm so passionate, it's because I know that God put that passion there.
Yes.
So the one word is Jesus.
Yes, yes. I'm talking to Brenda Walsh, and you can go to brendawalsh.com and learn more. I am very honored to talk to you. I haven't read your life story, and you're just painting a very interesting and wholesome picture, but yet your life story book is titled Battered to Blessed.
Yes.
And I wondered if you just would share what the battering was and how you became blessed.
I was a battered wife in my first marriage, and I told my story in that book. My ex-husband was an FBI detective, and he left me for dead many, many times.
Oh, my.
I mean, my front teeth are not my own. They were buried in my bottom lip. I was beaten more times than you can imagine and left for dead. I know Jesus saved me because there's no reason that I should be alive today except that Jesus saved me. And when I think of how many times that I almost bled out, I'm a bleeder anyway.
It goes to speak that, you know, as idyllic of a upbringing, as loving as a home that you came from, that Satan was still determined to destroy you.
Well, anytime you take and you choose a path God doesn't choose for you, you're going to suffer the consequences. And that's what happened to me. And I tell that story in my book, Battered and Blessed. You can get it off my website as well. That's a dangerous place to be when you're not following what God wants you to do. And I praise the Lord that that was not God's plan for me. And some people will say to me even, well, I'm sure you had to go through that to be the person you have to be. No, that's not the loving God we serve. Our God doesn't say, I want you to be beaten to a pulp every day so that I can use you. That is not the loving God we serve. I suffered the consequences of my own actions and decisions. And yet when I cried out to Jesus, the three most powerful words you can ever pray in any prayer, Jesus, save me. He did. And I praise God for for his love, and I know what he's done for me, and I want to spend every minute of my life in service to God because I owe him my life. I wouldn't be here today without him, and I wouldn't be having the vibrant life God wants me to have without him.
Yes, and the battered woman syndrome is a real syndrome where, you know, especially if you've been raised in a rather conservative family and divorce is not an option, and so you really feel imprisoned or entrapped in that.
Definitely.
And you're trying to be that committed wife and, you know, do all the right things so that you don't get your spouse upset. All of those resonate, I'm sure, with others who have gone through the same thing. And so, as sad as I am that you've gone through it, I think it does. God takes our ashes, so to speak.
He does.
He brings us out of the ashes, and then he uses those experiences in a mighty way.
Yes, he does.
Because looking on to me, you do look rather perfect. You know, I've watched you from afar. I've seen you in action, but I really haven't ever sat down and just had a woman-to-woman conversation. And so I really appreciate you taking this time, and I know our listeners do too. I'm talking with Brenda Walsh, and welcome to my conversation with Brenda. It's been heartwarming, and it's even brought some tears to my eyes as I realize that none of us who are in this enemy-occupied territory, none of us escape suffering. And we want to spend this last half of the show talking about Kids Club for Jesus, this online, I don't know, you describe it for us.
Well, Kids Club for Jesus is the name of our children's television network, Kids Club for Jesus. And we're also, it's not just a television network, we're also having a leadership center. So our Kids Club for Jesus, we're actually raising funds for it. And Brenda Walsh, it's a subsidiary of Brenda Walsh Ministries. Brenda Walsh Ministries is a tax-exempt organization, so we can take donations. You can go to brendawalsh.com, and there's a donate button right there where you can just click on and donate. You can make, or the address is there if you want to mail a check. So that, you know, if you just go to my website, it tells you how to donate. Because we need the funds to get started. God is blessing, and funds are coming in, and you can see God moving and shaking, and it's just amazing what God is doing. But we need a lot more because we need to. Where I'm looking for actually a building, warehouse type building that we can repurpose into a studio. Because if we build from scratch, it's going to take too long.
Yeah.
And by the time you get land, your first land, you know, property, it's the first year you're going to be spending, you know, with land prep and getting the plans and permits. The next year is going to be the actual building. The third year, you actually get into do the programs. And by they're edited, it'll be the fourth year before you even see anything. It's too long. Jesus is coming soon. We need to do something now. So I'm actually looking at some studios that are already even in place that we could purchase. I'm looking at studios that might even lease us time so that we can, until we have our own building, we can keep doing programs. Because we're hitting the ground running. We're gonna do what God's asked us to do. And real faith, it's not waiting till the money comes in.
That's right. Real faith is not waiting till the money comes in.
God called us to do it. We're going forward, and as we need it, God provides. And you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yes.
I'm more than okay with that because I trust that God's called me to do this, and he's going to provide our every need. And when Jesus is in it, you cannot fail.
That's right.
So I have nothing to fear about that at all. So I'm really excited about getting started with that so that I want to encourage your listeners to please help support this initiative. It's going to be such a wonderful thing for kids. We will be producing Christ-centered programs, and they will air on our Kids Club for Jesus website. We will also have an app that you can download and watch on demand, choose whatever you want as live programming, or choose what you want to watch when you want to watch it. And we will have all different kinds of programs. We have Bible stories. We're going to have Bible game shows. We're going to have scripture memorization programs. We're going to have children's church that we're streaming live. We're going to have programs on nature, more programs in nature, and music, musically talented kids where they can hear from all over the world their talents. So many programs I'm excited about that.
This absolutely has to happen on a number of levels. From my perspective, we have homeschooling families that are looking for content that is faith-based content. We have families that do traditional education, and they want ways for their children who maybe have to attend public school to be able to come and have that religious education presented in a way that our brains, unfortunately, have changed to get the information. Our
right.
young people's brains no longer want to sit and read the Newsweek or whatever. They mm-hmm. are looking, they're using technology to get that information. And it has to happen.
It does. And one of the things that we need to do is make our children feel useful in our churches. That they,
yes.
we think if we're supporting our children's ministries, if we allow the kids to, cute little kids running around picking up the offering, and we think we put our quarters in there, give them a dollar bill, we think we've supported children's ministry. And that's good and all. I'm not saying don't do that, but that isn't even a tip of the iceberg. And unfortunately in our churches today, as I spoke of earlier, we're losing our church, our kids.
Yes.
The way to keep our kids is so our children feel like it's their church. If you just attend a church, I don't care who you are, and you sit there every week, you don't get involved. You just come and you leave. You don't even meet people. You don't talk to people. You don't participate. You don't get involved. You are not going to feel like your church. You're going to
yes.
feel like you're a visitor in your own church. I don't care how long you've gone
yes.
there. So that's why I feel God has called me and my esteemed colleague, Dr. Andrew Harewood, to head up a leadership center where we are training children to be leaders for
yes.
Christ. And we are planning in Collegedale at our studios to have a space where we have leadership classes all week long. We're going to have some really incredibly talented leaders that are going to be having classes. And all week long, all the things that kids have been learning in class will be put to practice each weekend at a children's church we're calling The Lab. And it'll be in like an afternoon church, and kids will be greeting you at the door. Kids are going to be, ushering. They will be teaching Sabbath school. Kids are going to be, they're going to be doing all aspects of leadership in that church, including preaching. And so this we will stream live all around the world so people can watch and be a part of it. It's going to be amazing. And we are going to train children to be leaders in our church. And they can go back to their churches and really start working and start encouraging other kids in their church about how rewarding it is to be a leader. And the basic classes to start with are even teaching children to look someone in the eye, to have confidence, to walk with their head, shoulders back, to speak to people, to have a friendly face and a firm handshake. You can't be a leader if you're got your
yes.
face down looking at your toes.
Yes.
So to train children to be leaders, and we're also going to be packaging these, uploading them on our website so that countries around the world can have leadership centers in their country, and we can get a worldwide effort in our church to inspire other churches to want to make their
yeah.
children leaders for Christ too. Pretty soon our churches are going to be filled with young people, because guess what? In the Bible it says a little child shall lead them.
Yes.
We have it a little mixed up where we are right now. We're evangelizing to the adults, saying they're going
yes.
to bring the kids.
Yes.
We know that doesn't work because the kids don't stay.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go back to what the Bible says.
Yes.
A little child shall lead them. Let's train our children to be leaders. And guess what? They are going to bring the adults.
Yes. And we know that this generation of children, it's going to carry us out. And so we have it's going to carry us out to the end of time. We have to
yes.
equip them and fortify them and empower them. And what better way than to really focus?
That's right.
I get very frustrated with the fact that we know with children's ministries, the statistics, you know, most children make that decision by the age of 12.
That's right.
And every year after that, it's harder for them to make a decision for Christ. So we spend all this money on trying to proselytize and evangelize adults
mm-hmm.
when we really need to be focusing on children.
And children. We really do. I am so honored to have Dr. Andrew Harewood be heading up the leadership portion of the of our ministry. I'm going to be the president of the studio, television studio. I've got 20 years experience in children's ministries and television, and but I am not. I have no experience in the leadership end of it, and that's where God called Dr. Harewood. He used to pastor one of the largest churches in New York City. There's only been two people, I think, in our church that are this high up in our United States government service, and that is Dr. Barry Black, who is a chaplain at the Senate, and Dr. Andrew Harewood, chaplain at the Pentagon. And he is a colonel in the Army. He's a pastor. He's got his doctorates, and he has doctorates and degrees in leadership and strategic planning and in counseling. And so you talk about somebody that knows how to lead, and he has such an amazing network of highly qualified leaders that are volunteering to come in at a week at a time to teach classes. And he's already organizing and building his curriculum. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. I know we're winding down the show time and the time we've had with you. And do you have anything that you would like to say to conclude the show? Any words of encouragement to that listener that is just wondering, How do I help my children? How do I help them?
I would encourage each one of you to take them before the cross and get on your knees and take your children every single day to the Lord in prayer. Lift them up in prayer and become more involved in children's ministries. Do more to support, even if you don't have children, you know, right now, or your children are grown. Support children's ministries. I want to encourage you for parents that you've raised your children in the church, and you no longer, your children aren't in the church. Your grandkids aren't in the church. I encourage you to leave prayers in the prayer book of heaven, because even long after you're gone, should the Lord tarry, God is going to answer. God is going to, you know, hear your prayers.
Yes.
God is going to honor those prayers. So don't stop praying. You don't ever give up, and that you really ask God to even give you more passion for other people's children. You know, we don't want to just think about ourselves.
God doesn't
want us to do that. Jesus set an example. Always, it's about what we do for our fellow man. Let's lift up each other's children in prayer.
Amen.
You see somebody else as you know as their heart's breaking because their children are in church. Start making that your mission to just lift that person up in prayer and their children. Find out the names of those kids. Lift them up by name, and be passionate about saving souls for the kingdom. And I would encourage your listeners to please prayerfully consider what God would have you do to support this ministry.
Yes.
It does take a lot of money, but you know what? It's only money.
It's only money.
And with you can't put a price tag on a soul.
That's right.
Go to brendawalsh.com. I encourage you to click on that donate button or write out a check and mail it to the address there. You can listen to the videos that I have there talking about it. Even Dr. Harewood, there's a video that from him that you can listen to his plans for the ministry. God has something awesome planned.
Yes.
It's an incredible privilege, and I'm humbled and so not worthy that God has called me to head up this ministry.
Amen. If every listener just donated $1, you could potentially have 25 million.
Amen.
Just like that. So every little bit counts. The widow's mite has gone on to be a very ongoing gift. So we've come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
God bless you too.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.